Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Keeneland, racing as it was meant to be, now through April 25th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Santa Anita. From Seabiscuit to Zenyatta, Santa Anita's where champions compete. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key races around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning, and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. We've turned out Bob Ike for the weekend. He gets the weekend off here, refreshing. He'll be back next Saturday. And to join me in just a few minutes is a voice you're very familiar with. But first of all, we've got a 10-race card today at Santa Anita, first post time 1 p.m. Starting earlier today, Keeneland gets going at 10 a.m. our time. There's a pick six carry over there of $82,000. A terrific card at Oaklawn Park, 12 races on tap there. They start at 10:30, so a lot to talk about, not only about the racing today, but about the events that's gone on through the week. And to help me get through that is a voice you're very familiar with, the longtime host of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Thoroughbred LA, the national correspondent for Daily Racing Form for so many years, a national Museum Hall of Famer. I mean, you've done a few things. Mr. Jay Pribben, welcome back to the show.
And I'm a friend of yours, so, you know, that's the biggest highlight.
Well, I was holding that in my pocket in case I needed it.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. There's so much going on today.
Yes.
And obviously, we're a couple of weeks away now from the Kentucky Derby, so things are happening there. Let's start off with the updates as far as what's happening with the Derby horses going into today.
Well, there were quite a few horses who worked at Churchill Downs this morning, but obviously the biggest work, I think, in terms of Derby interest was here at Santa Anita early this morning when Journalism, who's the acknowledged favorite for the race coming off his win in the Santa Anita Derby, he went a half mile in company in 47 seconds, galloped out big, and Umberto Rispoli was up, and he'll ship to Kentucky this week. All the horses for the Derby need to be on the grounds by next Saturday. So all the horses from out here are leaving town after their final works this weekend, and their final works in California are this weekend. They'll have their actual final work for the Derby on site at Churchill Downs next week.
And they enter next Saturday, right?
Correct.
It's a weekend.
You have plenty of time to get your homework done.
Absolutely. A lot going on with those horses. We've seen some jock switches and commitments made. And I thought it was interesting that Arad Ortiz was named as the writer of publisher, and that was Flavian Pratt's mount in the pre-races for the Derby. Right now, he is sitting out without a mount.
Right. Well, Dave Groening reported that if Baeza gets in, Pratt's going to have that mount. But he still needs a few dominoes to fall for that to happen. And it would be unfortunate if he didn't get in because, I mean, he finished second to the horse everybody thinks is the favorite. So he's obviously in there with a chance, but he needs a few other defections. I mean, he got some help this week. River Thames came out. Also, Matticat Road for Baffert came out. Those were horses that were above him on the list. But then you have a horse like Owen Almighty who, you know, despite his horrendous effort in the Bluegrass Stakes and you know, the trainer's previous statements that they thought the Pat Day Mile was the better spot for him. They want to run in the Derby. So I've never, you know, I covered a few Derbies back in the day. And I never understood the mindset, John, of, you know, we're in the Derby. We finished 18th. I don't get it. But, you know, good luck to the Owen Almighty people. I'll make the over-under on where he finishes 17.5.
Yeah. Well, as a longtime owner, I don't want to run knowing I'm going to get beat. I just,
right?
That to me is not fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's their horse. They can do what they want, but I try and put the horse in the best position they can be, and if they run their race, then hopefully we're going down to the winner's circle. I don't want to run the race of your life and run ninth. It doesn't do anything for me, and I don't think it does anything for the horse,
no.
But that's just me. So we'll let them decide what they want to do. You know, you just got back from a trip, by the way. You were in Kentucky.
Yeah, Ann and I went to Kentucky for a few days. We had gone to visit the grandkids in Houston and then went to Keeneland for some live racing. Went to Three Chimneys one day and saw Gunrunner and a couple of the other stallions there. That was great. But, you know, we went to Old Friends, which I love going to. And
terrific
saw,
place.
Saw some of our old friends, like
yes.
Silver Charm and Game On Dude and horses like that. So it was Big Brown. There's three Derby winners on the farm there now. You've got Silver Charm, Big Brown, and I'll Have Another as a recent arrival. And he's as feisty as ever, I'll Have Another. He wanted a bite of me for a late morning snack, I'll tell you that, but he missed.
Well, you got the other side of this.
Still quick.
Yeah.
Not as quick as I used to be, but I'm still.
It's just amazing to see you can feed carrots to a Kentucky Derby winner.
Right?
And Old Charm is like he's a pet dog back there. He's fantastic.
He's great.
He's,
I mean,
what, 31 years old now?
He's 31. You know, Touch Gold is there as well.
Yeah.
So you've got the two horses who swept the three Triple Crown races from 31 years ago at the same place, still going at 31 years old. So it's always fun to go out there, and it was a really nice trip.
Yeah, I think Touch Gold's in the pasture next to Silver Charm. I wonder if he reminds him that he beat him in the Belmont.
I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. A great place if you ever get out there and make that trip to Kentucky. Go see the folks at Old Friends. They're doing the right thing for a lot of great horses. One of the things we've been talking about, well, I know you've been listening, about the Florida decoupling bill, and there was a little interesting turn of events, or at least some acknowledgement by some of the Florida governmental process about what's happening.
Well, you know, Mike Rapoli's got a lot of stroke with politicians, and money talks. But you know, in this case, he got the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, to come to the OBS sale, and he made some statements there that were very encouraging regarding the overall health of the sport and why the decoupling would not be in the for the benefit of the overall health of the sport. It might be for the benefit of first racing, but it wouldn't be for the overall health of the sport in Florida. And to me, John, the biggest takeaway from this was, you know, for better or worse, you have to have the government officials on your side. And I give the horsemen in Florida credit for bringing in Damon Thayer, who obviously, you know, knows his way around things from all his years in government in Kentucky as a state senator. They brought him on board to help navigate things in Florida. And, you know, here they are now. Look at the strides they've made just in the last few months. And I think there's some lessons that can be learned for some local situations here in California from what we have seen this past week.
It's nice when the group works together and goes in the same direction instead of pulling against each other. You can get some things done that way.
Yep.
It's funny how that works. Before we talk about some handicapping, one of the things, when you were in Kentucky, they ran that Jenny Wiley Stakes, and I was shocked, not by the winner, but, you know, there was a little incident. Tricia, I think, was the winner, and a horse coming in from Europe, Excellent Truth, was rallying or tried to rally, tried to split horses, got shut off. No inquiry. Flavian Pratt, who never claims foul, was aboard Excellent Truth. He claimed foul. And it took a jockey's claim of foul for the stewards to at least have a look at this thing. And it's not unusual for those stewards in Kentucky to swallow the whistle.
They're terrible. I mean, I think the level of officiating in this country is extremely poor, John, overall. But in Kentucky, it's really bad. And there's just so many instances over and over and over again. You can go back to the maximum security incident in that derby. They didn't put up the inquiry. There had to be a foul claim from.
How could you not call, at least light the lamp and let the people know
everybody
you're looking?
Everybody saw it, you know, like, and they ended up taking the horse down. You know, last year's Kentucky Derby was bumper cars coming through the stretch, didn't put anything up. And then in the case that you're citing, the Jenny Wiley last Saturday, you know, it's obvious watching the race live. All of us who saw the race as it unfolded said, oh God, something happened there. I don't know if it was something that would result in a DQ, but there was obviously something that happened. There's no harm in putting it up and saying, we saw it, we're going to take a look at it. If you can debate whether it was the right call or not, I go back, like, as you were just alluding to, one step before that. Just tell the people you're paying attention. It shouldn't be the onus on the jocks to claim foul. The stewards are the referees here. They're the ones who need to throw the flag. The jocks have to all go back to the same room afterwards. There might be situations where, you know, in this day and age, it wasn't the case in this specific case, but, you know, there's a lot of races now where in grass race, Phil D'Amato has multiple horses, or Chad Brown has multiple horses, or in, you know, dirt races, Baffert has multiple horses, or, you know, Pletcher back east. Guys might be reluctant to claim foul against what's essentially a stablemate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm using those as examples of why the stewards need to be proactive here. It shouldn't be to Flavian Pratt to have, and I'm sure the only reason he claimed foul is because he probably pulled up and saw that they hadn't lit it yet. It's like, well, I mean, I can't believe they didn't see it, but I got to claim foul here. You can debate whether it was the right call. I thought the horse should have come down. We're going to give Bruce Finkelstein some truth serum later when he comes on, because he had a radio winner out of that one, right?
There,
so yes. I want to see I want to find out honestly if he thought he deserved that, or if you know, he's now like playing with some house money from that decision.
Well, you watch it, and you know, one other thing you didn't mention in the Derby last year, Forever Young, written by a Japanese jockey. Does he know to claim foul, or what's the process over in Japan? I have no idea.
Oh, it's a cultural thing.
Is it disrespectful?
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking. So why would he claim foul here in America? And his horse got mugged, just absolutely mugged. And so there are reasons why the stewards should actually do their job and take a look.
It shouldn't be for that rider to have claimed foul. I mean, it was obvious that there was an incident. Whether you think the horse should come down or not, you can worry about that later. But at least light the lamp.
Right.
Take 5 minutes, look at it, and make your decision.
I feel better now.
Let's talk about
some of the Derby set that we have going on.
A couple weeks away.
We're going to be in the Las Vegas Valley out there next in 2 weeks, and you and Bob Eich will be over at the Rampart. Tell me about the seminar you guys
are doing. Yeah, so we're doing it on Oaks Night, 6 o'clock in the Cascade Lounge there with Bob Eich and Dwayne Colucci, who does such a great job running the race and sports book there. We did it last year, had a great time, and asked if I wanted to come back. I'm like, absolutely. So we're going back and So we've got the northwest end of the valley covered. You've got the south end of the valley covered.
I've got the southeast end. I'll be at the South Point Hotel like I always am. John Hardoon will join me over there with Ralph Sirocco. And we're at the same time, 6 p.m. on Friday, right after the Oaks, and we can talk a little bit about what we saw.
Yeah.
And, we'll try and find a few winners on that card besides the Derby, too, because the cash spends no matter what race you cash on. It's an amazing process. You can actually, hit other races there.
Right.
So we'll be talking about that. If you want to get out to the South Point, I'll give you the number there. That is 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson over there. Before I do a radio play today, I'm going to do Keeneland, but you've got to play at Santa Anita today.
Yeah, I did the work, or as Jeff Siegel would say, do the work. I'm going to go to the ninth race, John, for my radio play. I thought Mr. Disrespectful really showed a whole new range last time when they finally stretched him out around two turns. He certainly beat a softer field than he's facing this time, but it looked to me like that's what he's wanted to do. So I'm going to take him on the slight class rise here to come right back and win again. And I know last time it would have been a prof's projection play, but I'm going to, as an homage to Professor Gordon Jones, who we're going to talk about a little bit in depth in the next segment with Bob Mazursky, but he passed away yesterday. And so in homage to him, and also because I do like the horse anyway, Mr. Disrespectful, number 3 in race 9 today at Santa Anita for my radio play of the day. Who do you like at Keeneland for your radio play?
I'm going to go to Keeneland. I like race number 7, number 3, Cloudwalker, a filly that came back on the Tapita at Turfway Park. She's not a synthetic horse. Her best races have been sprinting 5.5 at Keeneland. That's what she gets today. With that race under her belt, the Brandon Walsh Barn had a really good day yesterday. They've had a terrific meet. And Jose Ortiz aboard. I think this is the goal all along, get a race over here at Keeneland. 6-1 on the morning line. It's fair value. So race number 7, horse number 3, Cloudwalker for me. Let's go ahead and take our break here a little bit early. We're going to talk a little bit about Gordon Jones with Bob Mazursky, and a guy that had an effect on an awful lot of us that have done work here in Southern California. So you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels Radio app. We'll be back with Bob Mazursky.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, as our general manager Nate Newby stated, for 90 years, Santa Anita Park has stood strong as a pillar of winter racing, and this year only enhanced that position. We continue to be thankful to the owners and trainers, horse players, fans, and our staff who combined to make Santa Anita the great race place. Indeed, our classic meet posted increases in all key metrics, and we especially want to thank you, our great fans. Our Hollywood meet opened this weekend, and we will continue through Sunday, June 15th. As we did last meet, we will continue to offer a fantastic wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick six, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $5 late Diddy Double, the $3 all-turf pick three, $3 late pick three, and the very popular pick five. Our Hollywood meet will also offer exciting events like the huge Easter Carnival on opening weekend and the biggest Easter egg hunt in the San Gabriel Valley on April 20th. That's this Sunday, with over 30,000 Easter eggs. Come out to Santa Anita, celebrating 90 years of excellence.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans.
Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, sitting here with Jay Fribman, our special guest host today. And Jay, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, let's go ahead and talk about our cowbred of the week.
And it's going to be just from yesterday. Headline news. Miso Fancy was an impressive winner of the cowbred allowance on Friday, overcoming a troubled trip to win. She's by Caraconti out of the souvenir copy mare Sandy Cheeks, bred by Siaglia Racing, owned by Siaglia Racing and Christensen, trained by Leonard Powell. She's been in the Exacta in all five of her career starts. Yesterday, she earned $36,600. Her career earnings now top $130,000. Miso Fancy, proving that it pays to be cowbred.
Yeah, she was good yesterday
because yes,
she got stopped cold and overcame that to win. So
yes.
She might have a future. Well, let's bring in a guy who's had a pretty good pass and still got some future going in him, too. That's Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for the vote of confidence, John, that I still have a future. I'm glad to hear.
Hey, glass half full, Bob. Glass half full. Hey, listen, we had some sad news yesterday. I know a man that you are close to and worked with at the Herald Examiner, Gordon Jones, professor, age 95, passed away yesterday. And he had a big influence on a lot of the handicappers and the press box personnel in Southern California. Just wanted to get some reflection from you about Gordon Jones and how you helped and got, and you actually took over for him at the Herald after he left the Herald Examiner, correct?
That is correct, yeah. Gordon couldn't have been nicer to me when I started there. I started as a copy boy, and then I became a staff member in 1978, and Gordon was very welcoming, very helpful, and I got into the consensus box. You know, he had a part in that, and he was very welcoming. And then when I started going to the press box, he was always very kind, went to a lot of his seminars as both a guest and just to attend, and great writer. He was an excellent writer, and he also was a very good public speaker. His seminars were always entertaining. The press box in those days was very entertaining because it was usually full, even on weekdays. Back then, you know, we used to run 5 days a week at both Sandy and Hollywood Park, and there was always a lot of people in the press box, even on, like I said, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And the Herald alone had a great representation because there was very few guys on that staff who didn't like racing. So, yeah, Gordon was a big influence and very good to me over the years.
Bob, I was telling John off air before we came back, something you just alluded to about just how much the staff at the Herald Examiner loved racing. And, you know, to that point, obviously, Jerry Annunucci, who passed away a little over a year ago, he and Gordon were the 1 and 1A for a number of years. But, you know, I remember back in that early 80s era, you were covering USC. You'd finish your coverage of football practice and come to the track, and there were a number of other people at the that staff who would regularly attend the races.
No, absolutely. It was, like I said, there were very few people who weren't interested in the racing in those days. And yeah, the first year I took over for Gordon, in fact, I covered USC football and racing at the same time, but I was only able to do that 1 year. It was just too much. And I just finally had to say, I have to give up one or the other. And of course I stuck with racing, and you know, that's what I've done basically for the last, well, it's about 40 years now.
And one last thing, John, and I'll throw it back to you. You know, Bob was just mentioning about how Gordon did the seminars, and that was sort of an extension of, you know, Gordon was a teacher
right
back before he became a journalist.
The prof.
Well, that's how he was the prof. But this is a story. Bob knows this, and you might remember this when I remind you. But he taught at Arizona State before he got the job at the Herald Examiner. One of his students at Arizona State, who he used to go to the track with, was Al Michaels.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's – and Al Michaels references that. Al, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, he did a biography – an autobiography, and he references his going to the track as a young – as a college-age kid with his journalism professor at Arizona State. So, anyway, I just wanted to, wow, to mention that. So,
well, again, yeah, those guys, reading the Herald Examiner as a young guy growing up, they taught me how to look at races and, yeah, understand and read these things. I got to do a few seminars with both Jerry Antonucci at Santa Anita and Gordon Jones out in Las Vegas at Sam's Town. So that was a thrill for me, just to hang out with those, right, guys a little bit. And, again, it couldn't have been a nicer man, and we're going to miss him, but he did a lot of good for a lot of horse players and helped us all get to where we were at as far as doing coverage of the racing on a regular basis.
No, he was great. And I just want to echo what Bob said about how kind he was to Bob. I mean, I had the same – I was working for a different paper, but he couldn't have been more gracious to me when I started out as well. And it stayed that way all the years I knew him. And I remember, you know, going up – he loved the fair circuit. I keep saying one last thing, but here's one last thing.
Yeah.
He loved the fair circuit. I remember going to Santa Rosa, and he'd always be there. And he'd go to all the other – I mean, that was when the fair circuit in Northern California was even more robust than it was in its final iteration
sure,
a year or two,
yeah,
ago. But there were more fairs, and he hit them all. He loved it.
Oh, yeah. He was out there, and
yeah,
you know, he loved he took all those internal fractions and,
right,
everything else. He was kind of ahead of the game, keeping all those.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, no, he made his own figs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let's do something. In honor of Gordon Jones, we're going to get Bob Mazurska to do a little handicapping. Bob,
yes,
first of all, the feature today at Santa Anita is the Santa Maria. So let's take a look at that race. Why don't you preview the Santa Maria Stakes for us?
Well, on paper, it looks like Rishi shouldn't lose. I mean, given how well she ran last time behind Cavallari, who's undefeated and is going on to run in the La Toyenne against Torpedo Anna on Derby Day. So, and it was like the fastest mile they'd run at Santa Anita over a fast track in a number of years. So if she runs back to that race, it's hard to envision her losing. Most of the field is like allowance-type horses. I guess her stablemate, Splendora, would be the horse to beat, and it's probably the one to catch. But I think if Rishi comes anywhere close to running her last race, she will get the job done.
And I know before we get a selection from you, you had Jay, you had something on the.
Well,
Santa
Bob Maria. Just alluded to it. You know, I just want to make the call right now. 13 days out, I think Cavallari is going to beat Torpedo Anna. I mean, Torpedo Anna, she had a great year last year, horse of the year. I don't know, based on what I've seen so far, that she's at the same level she was. Cavallari to me still has some blue sky. I think Cavallari is going to be pretty primed for that race in 13 days.
Okay, I'm going to write that down for my seminar out there,
yeah,
in Las,
exactly,
Vegas. I can use all the help I can get. All right, that works for me. Bob Mazurski, what do we have for a play today at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the fourth race today. I like the second-time starter, Titanic Thompson, who ran against in a stakes race first time out, and I thought he ran a lot better than looked. He didn't break that well. Then he made a huge mid-race move to get into contention, then flatten out late. They're moving into the grass today. He's back with maiden, second-time starter, so I think you're going to see big improvement from number four, Titanic Thompson. He's listed as the 5-2 second choice on the line.
That's the fourth race today at Santa Anita. Number four, Titanic Thompson, 5-2 in the program for Bob Mazurski. You can get all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, thanks for your memories of Professor Gordon Jones, and best of luck today.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
That was Bob Mazurski. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and we're going to go out to Las Vegas, talk to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. And Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jay. Nice to hear you guys.
Good morning, Bruce. Before John starts, I had just alluded in the first segment, we gave you some truth serum during the commercial break. Did you deserve to stay up last week in the Jenny Wiley, or are you playing with house money?
Playing with house money.
Attaboy.
He's an honest
He's
guy.
Not an honest
He's
horse player.
Shooter.
She probably should have come down. How's that?
All right, we you know we're what? All in agreement.
Well, take a little bit of that. There's the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund fundraiser today.
Right.
Make a little donation. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, karma is king, so you got to take care of that.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about the ones that shouldn't be taken down, you know, that we lose. This is one where I lucked in. So I'll take it. You know, I think she probably stays straight. She wins the race. You know, probably even easier. She was kind of all over the place, but yeah, she probably deserved to come down. It was a terrible non-call by the stewards. Well, you've gone over it, so you know, we'll just take it and move on.
Well, let's talk about the Oakland handicap today on a good card at Oakland Park today. I wanted you to preview that Oakland handicap if you could.
There's a really evenly matched field. And the horse in here that is going to get heavily bet is First Mission. Now, as handicappers, you know, we put all the factors into play. First Mission had been away since August from Saratoga, got beat a neck as the 2-1 favorite. Obviously, everyone thinks he'll improve, and he might. But for the price he's going to be, I'm going to take a stand against, and I'll tell you why. He had the perfect trip. He sat third behind the two speed horses who are both in this race, Banishing and Alexander Helios. He was by himself. He had every chance to go by, and I'll be honest with you, he was very one-paced. He made it very interesting at the very end, but I just thought the race was there for the taking, and he didn't win. And considering that, even though he might improve, I'm not going to take a short price. I'm going right back to Alexander Helios. He's getting better, too. That was only his second race off an 8-month layoff, and he ran the better of the two races for another reason. He had to take on Banishing, put him away, and then hold off the close of First Mission. There's no reason why he can't improve more third race off the layoff. I'm going to give him the nod. Disarm the Two is an interesting proposition, not a bad allowance win off the layoff. He might have the best late finish in here. And the very hard-knocking Skippy Longstocking, who ran a great race here last year, winning this race. Very honest, likes to stalk, and he's a tough competitor. So I'm going three deep. I'm trying to beat the horse that I think might get overbet here. Let's go 5, Alexander Helios, 2, Disarm, and 4, Skippy Longstocking.
All right, Alexander Helios right back in the Oakland handicap for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, what did you look at today for BetOnBruce.com?
Well, we did, Keeneland, Oakland, obviously at San Andy. I could do another race for you at Oakland. It's a horse that I kind of like there.
Well, the listener said absolutely. Let's get another Oakland play from you.
How often do you get Bob Baffert at a bettable price? Not too often. Let's go to the 6th race. I don't know if we're going to get 9-2 on Tis Secure. But
Bruce, we're not going to get 9-2 because he's scratched, unfortunately.
There you go. Okay.
Well, you didn't lose. So.
I'll tell you what. In 2025, I think I've had more scratches than I've had in the last 10 years so far. So,
Let's call an audible then. Let's go to Santa Anita for a play.
There's kind of another interesting horse. Let's go forward here. How about the 10th race?
Okay.
Oakland. Hopefully, I don't scratch there. The horse of note for me is the 3, Anonima, I believe it is. She was getting very good, won an allowance race at Fairgrounds in mid-January. Then she ran up against the nuts, Quiet Side and 5 G's and the Honeybee, much better than today's race. She split the field that day. In her last race, it kind of looks disappointing, but it was at Colonial. I didn't like the ride, first of all. She's a horse that wants to sit and finish. She was put on a suicide pace battle on the front end. And here's the thing about Colonial. At a mile and a 16th at Colonial, that's a one-turn race. So I really think she was kind of out of her element, with the one turn, with the running style. I think she got, run off her feet, went too fast too soon, and she still ran okay. With other speed in today's race, switching back to two turns, she has a win over this track. She can stalk and be dangerous late here. So in race 10, let's go with the 3, Anonima. She's 7-2 on the line. I think she could drift up a little from that price after that kind of poor showing at Colonial, or poor looking showing at Colonial last time out. So in race 10, the 3, Anonima, 7-2, morning line.
That's the 10th race at Oakland Park, number 3, Anonima, 7-2 on the program for Bruce Finkelstein. And Bruce, Jay and I want to play from you at Santa Anita.
Go to the 10th race, and I want to give the 9 horse, Robin with a Y, another chance. She ran super in her debut in mid-January. It was a split division of 2 straight maiden races. This was the much faster of the 2. This horse dueled and just got nailed at the wire in a huge performance. I think the rider got a little bit skitterish last time out on March 15. The horse broke okay, but had company on both sides, was in traffic. And he kind of took a defensive approach, kind of took eased back, and was right off the leaders, tried to go through an opening at the top of the lane that got shut off. She really lost all chance. When she got in the clear late, she actually finished with a little interest to finish fifth. I love her drawing near the outside. She's going to be either on the lead or laying up close. I think she can stay out of trouble. And off that that debut race, got to give her another chance. So race 10, let's go with the 9. Robin with a Y listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
That's the 10th race at Santa Anita, number 9, Robin with a Y, 6-1 on the program for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get all of Bruce's plays at betonbruce.com. Bruce, best of luck today. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Take care.
All right, we're late on the break. Let's go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back, we'll go to New York, talk to John Hardoon, then we'll head down to South Florida and talk to Toby Callett. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with an exciting 12-race program on Saturday night at the track of the Sunsets and Stars. The main attraction will feature the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. 8 trials are on tap for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. The hopefuls could include recent winners Beautiful, the juvenile with the fastest time of the meet so far, plus impressive winners Ericode, Billionaire Behavior, Beyond Repair, and many more. Plus, Night Racing's best bets, including 3 Pick 4 wagers on Saturday night. Last weekend's early Pick 4 was over 200,000. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, on Saturday, May 3rd. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, kindergarten trials this Saturday night.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, along here with Jay Fridman. Reminder, Santa Anita has a 10-race card today, 1 o'clock first post time. If you're playing Keelan, they start at the top of the hour, and there's a pick six carry over there of $82,000. And to talk a little bit about what's happening over at Aqueduct, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. And, John, I was surprised that all week the field sizes have been pretty light at Aqueduct. You know, what's going on? Is it just a matter they're all waiting for the grass to start next week?
Well, grass racing, first of all, good morning, John, and good morning, Jay. Nice to hear you guys.
Hey, John.
They're supposed to start turf racing on Wednesday. They added Wednesday this week to the aqueduct schedule to make up for some cancellations they had earlier this meet. The problem is they're expecting like 6 inches of rain. So
oh, no.
I don't know if we're going to get turf racing, and the fields may remain small. But you're right. Slim pickings, you know, now that the championship meet ended at Gulfstream, hopefully most of these horses will start coming back.
Well, before I get Jay to try and get a couple of plays out of you, what are the conditions of racing today at Aqueduct?
It's actually a beautiful day. It's in the 70s. It's a little bit overcast, but no chance of rain, and it looks like it's going to be a good day here. And they have some good races later in the card where the field size is pretty substantial. But for the most part, again, slim pickings. It's a shame because it's New York and it's a Saturday. You would expect a lot better card, but you got to take what they give you.
Well, John, I know you've taken a look at four tracks across the country today, Aqueduct, Keeneland, Oaklawn, and Gulfstream. So why don't you give us a couple of radio plays from that quartet?
Okay, so let's look at Aqueduct and look at the seventh race today, and it's a mile on the main track, and I really like the number three horse in here, Good As He Gets. So this is a four-year-old gelding from the Rudy Rodriguez barn. He claimed this horse two starts back, and both starts since joining the Rodriguez barn are good enough to get the job done here. Ruben Silvera aboard to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number three, Good As He Gets, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
That was Aqueduct seventh, number three, Good As He Gets. And you were going to say, let's get one other play. You want to come to California?
Well, Jay took my horse in the race.
Ooh.
That he gave out. Someone else gave out another race that I was going to give out. So I'm going to throw you a complete curveball and go to Laurel and look at Federico Tessio Stakes. It's the 11th race. And by the way, if you win this race, you get a free trip to the Preakness. So they didn't run the Derby, but they're giving you options to run in the Preakness. And the 11th race today, they have a good card today. I think they have five stakes. But in the Federico Tessio Stakes, I love the number seven horse in here, Sacred Thunder. This is a three-year-old colt. I like the rider switch to Paco Lopez. I like the fact that his last seven races were all at Laurel, so he has somewhat of a home field advantage. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse, getting better with each start. Number seven, Sacred Thunder, wins this year's Federico Tessio Stakes, the 11th out at Laurel.
That's the 11th out of Laurel, the
Federico Tessio.
Yeah, easy for you to say. The Tessio Stakes, how's that? Number seven, Sacred Thunder for John Hardoon, who has covered all the tracks everywhere all
some.
The time. John, give us your website and what you've got.
JONHARDOON.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Keeneland, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita selections.
We'll let you get going. You got a lot going on today, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Bye, John. See you in 2 weeks.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Cheats. And let's go ahead now and head down to South Florida, where Toby Callett has Toby's Turf Club open and open for wagering, I am sure. Toby, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm well, John. How about you?
Doing great. This is your kind of card again at Gulfstream. You know, not a fancy card with stakes races, but just the notes and bolts handicapping. And that's when you do your most damage. So you got to be happy about that. What are the conditions today at the Gulfstream Park?
Fast and firm and breezy. And nuts is right. You know, don't need the bolts when you're someone like me. Being nuts is good enough.
Well, speaking of nuts, I got a friend here that wants to say hi to you.
Off the rocker. Hey, Toby, good morning. Looking forward to cashing a bet at Gulfstream today. What do you like?
Oh, I've got help on the horizon, my friend. It's great to hear from you. Race number seven. We're going 5/8 on the turf. And I've got a first-time gelding. His, number five, his name is Sentenza. He's going to add blinkers. He's got a 10-pound bug aboard. This horse has plenty of speed. The blinkers on. Lead me to believe that there's one way to go with the 10-pound bug. Come and catch him to collect. He's only 20 on the morning line. I'll take half of that right now and bet until my fingers are sore. Behind him, we're looking at the one Chess Master, the seven Cruising Man, and the nine Red River Rebel. That's 5179. See, we're going to be just fine.
just fine.
That's the seventh race at Gulfstream Park. Sentenza, number five in the program, a sweet 20-1. The five over the 179 for Toby Callett. You can get all of Toby's selections at TobyCallett.com and today's RacingDigest.com. Toby, that's great, and we'll be talking about an upcoming trip. You're going to head out to the West Coast sometime this summer. We'll talk about that when we get back to you.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, John. Thanks, Jay. Great to
you too. Toby.
That was Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Jay, before we hit the break here, why don't we talk about if you can't get to Santa Anita today and you want to get out to one of the satellites, how about some options here in Southern California?
Oh, lots of good options. You've got the Derby Room at Fairplex. That's Bob Ike's place of choice. You've got the OC Tavern up in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real. And then down here in our neck of the woods, the Paddock on 5th at the Gaslamp Tavern at 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego, not far from Petco Park.
I was going to say, we're going to have to do the Daily Double there, little horses, and walk on down and catch a Padre game.
I'm down with that.
All right, we're going to put that on the board.
Right.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take our final timeout. When we come back, we're going to bring in Scott Shapiro. He'll tell us what he's got going at Express Bet. And the kindergarten trials are tonight at Los Alamitos. We'll talk to Michael Rona, and we'll get what's happening down there. So you're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
Fans, as our general manager Nate Newby stated, for 90 years, Santa Anita Park has stood strong as a pillar of winter racing, and this year only enhanced that position. We continue to be thankful to the owners and trainers, horse players, fans, and our staff who combined to make Santa Anita the great race place. Indeed, our classic meet posted increases in all key metrics, and we especially want to thank you, our great fans. Our Hollywood meet opened this weekend, and we will continue through Sunday, June 15th. As we did last meet, we will continue to offer a fantastic wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick six, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $5 late Diddy Double, the $3 all-turf pick three, $3 late pick three, and the very popular pick five. Our Hollywood meet will also offer exciting events like the huge Easter Carnival on opening weekend and the biggest Easter egg hunt in the San Gabriel Valley on April 20th. That's this Sunday, with over 30,000 Easter eggs. Come out to Santa Anita, celebrating 90 years of excellence.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Final segment here, and we're going to bring in our next guest, Scott Shapiro, who does a lot of work for ExpressBet and Daily Racing Form. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, my man, Prizman. How are you guys doing?
Good, Shapper. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Everybody's good. We'll be better if you can catch a couple of winners. I know I just took a look at ExpressBet on the website, and you've done some work on that Pick 6 carryover at Keeneland. So one of the races I wanted you to preview for us today is a difficult race to me, and that's the Ben Ally. This is a grade 3 race, 10th race on the card, field of 7. But I honestly, I couldn't make heads or tails of this. So I'm looking for a little help here in the Ben Ally.
Well, hopefully I can come through. It does appear to be a wide-open race. I know there's a 5-2 morning line favorite in Duke of Love who will probably take a bunch of money, my racehorse, the ownership group. And then, you know, outside of that, it's a pretty wide open race. You know, Duke of Love to me makes some sense, but it's a horse that has had most of the success outside of a race at Mountaineer over the all weather surface. So I'm not in love. Uno Mas Bourbon is the second choice. He's not much of a win machine and not a horse that I trust over this racetrack necessarily, even though he is a third. I like number 3 Tennessee Lamb here at a bit of a price. I think Prince of Power, the 2, will be on the lead. Tennessee Lamb is a dirt horse. He's been on both surfaces, but I think his past performances show at this point he wants to be on the dirt. He's got to answer the class test, but if he does, and I don't think this is the classiest grade 3, I think he's got a big shot at 8-1. So I like Tennessee Lamb, and also give a look to number 1, San Siro. John, I heard you mention the Brendan Walsh spot on fire. That is absolutely correct.
Well, Tennessee Lamb at 8-1, number 3 in the program in the 10th race at Keeneland, the Ben Ally, works for me. And, Jay, you want to see if you can work another play out of Mr. Shapiro?
You like something else for a radio play at Keeneland today, Scott?
Yeah, sounds good. I did like Cloudwalker, too, John, so I'll be rooting for that one. That was my 1 or 1A. But here's the other one. Race number 9 is the Grade 2 Elkhorn, mile and a half on the turf, also part of that Pick 6, obviously. The favorite here is 8-5, limited liability, but I like an 8-1 shot here at number 1, Rebel Red. Second off the bench for Sherita Bow, clearly a prep last out in the Muniz Memorial. I think this horse wants every bit of more ground than he's going to get today, the mile and a half, and he's run well. He won one of his 2 wins came over this surface. So we'll try number 1, Rebel Red, in race number 9 at Keeneland, the Elkhorn.
That's the 9th race, the Elkhorn Stakes. A big field in there. Number 1, Rebel Red, 8-1 on the program for Cherie DeVoe and Jose Ortiz. Well, Shepard, let's hope Jose Ortiz has a good day, because if he does well, I'm going to do well. So, what else do you have available today? You did the work on the Pick 6. Anything else that we should know about that you produced for today?
No, I mean, that's pretty much the focus today. And then obviously there's not going to be, you know, I'd be working on Keeneland, but no racing there tomorrow. So pretty much all in on the Pick 6 today, although the Coast to Coast is not totally unplayable, the Pick 5 sequence.
Sounds good, Shepard. We'll let you go. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. You too.
That was Scott Shapiro. Before we bring in Michael Runner from Los Alamitos, let's talk a little bit about Legacy Ranch. They've got a stallion up there that's getting busy for the first crop.
Yeah, that's Forbidden Kingdom. He's standing this breeding season for, this is, as John mentioned, his first season at stud. It's an introductory fee of $5,000. It's a great facility. Terry Knight does a great job there legging up horses or bringing yearlings that are being broken to 2-year-olds. So it's a great place whether you've got want to breed to Forbidden Kingdom or get your horses race ready. Terry Knight, you can give him a call at area code 510-928-4980. That's Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Ev Perella.
You know, they make a pretty good wine, too.
Yes, they do.
Yes, and only from experience are we talking.
Yes, we can.
Well, to bring in our final guest, our heavy hitter from Los Alamitos now, the track announcer, Michael Rona. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm terrific. Thanks, mate.
Well, listen, we got a lot going on tonight because you guys are dark tomorrow, Sunday, Easter. So you've got the kindergarten trials tonight, an expanded card, and with an expanded wagering. So let's get some details on what's happening.
Yes, we've got 12 races, which means three pick fours. And the trials for the kindergarten futurity span races 5 through 12. There are 8 futurity trials. So they will be across the second and third pick fours on the program. A first post of 6.05. The kindergarten futurity, the first futurity of the season, 300 yards. The fastest 10 qualifiers will make it to the final in 3 weeks from now. And tremendous interest surrounds a grey filly named Beautiful, a quirky spelling of the word, B-E-U-T-E-E-F-U-L. She ran lights out on debut. She's in the seventh race tonight, number 7. She'll be odds on, but she's worth tuning in to have a look at. She ran the fastest 220-yard time that I've seen in my 5-plus years in the booth at Los Alamitos. And she looks quite exceptional.
And, Michael, with the 12-race card tonight, what is the first post time?
We kick off at 6.05, mate, and it should be a terrific night. The first two races are around the turn. Then there's a pair of quarter-horse races before we get into the 8 2-year-old trials.
And with 12 races tonight, I understand there's an added pick four?
Yes, yes, three pick fours.
Absolutely. What do you got for Michael, Jay?
Well, Michael, Beautiful, obviously not a gamble, but certainly worth tuning in for. But we want something we can gamble on. What do you like tonight?
Well, I'm taking an unorthodox approach, Jay, by fancying some first-time starters. This is the only futurity of the season that first-time starters can actually participate in. Beyond the kindergarten, you need to have a race under your belt. And theoretically, it's certainly an advantage to have a race under your belt. But, I'll give you two horses. One looks like a thorough professional from the morning gate works, while the other looks like a rank amateur. The professional being number 7 in the 10th race, leaving the cartel, Eddie Willis, Justine Kleber, left the gate like a rocket in the most recent gate work on April 2, went very fast in quick time, galloped out superbly all the way around the turn to the back stretch, and looks ready to go, 5-2 on the morning line. The rank amateur is a great is a filly in the 5th race, number 2, State Secrets, who's at 6-1. She's been all over the shop. She's doing a lot wrong in the morning. She needs to pull it together quickly to be a factor tonight. But she has run good time twice in the morning under wraps. The reason she's been under wraps is that she's been doing so much wrong. But, gee, she's got some ability, I think. And the horse drawn gate 1 broke inwards on debut. The horse in gate 3 was off slowly on debut. It gives her a chance from the two holes to get a clear path. And maybe she can make some noise. At 6-1, I just want to give her a mention because I do think she's loaded with ability, number 2 in the 5th race.
Okay, Michael, we'll key around the 10 horse in 10th race, leaving the cartel, and we'll work backwards from there and try and cash out.
State Secrets.
State Secrets. How's that?
Yeah, well, that's one horse for you in each of the pick four sequences spanning those futurity trials.
Love it.
Thanks for the heads up.
Hey,
enjoy the races tonight.
Hey, before you go, Michael, I was just wondering, you got any special plans for Easter?
mate, I know that you know what the tradition is. Courtesy of a dear old friend of the family, Jesse Pibulato, who passed away a couple of years ago at 104, but his daughter Diane continues the tradition of inviting Kathy and me to a brunch in a private room, or a lunch actually in a private room at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. So
Wow. She's
up there already listening right now with her parents, Gary and Carol. And I'll be joining them up there in Northern California tomorrow. And we'll hit the Olympic Club again, mate. Should be quite nice indeed.
That's a great tradition. We'll have a great time up there.
Safe travels, Michael.
Thanks, Jay. Good on you, John.
All right, that was Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. I want to thank everybody for joining. Jay, thanks for co-hosting.
Yeah,
that was
my
great.
Pleasure.
And no racing a lot of places tomorrow.
No Keeneland, Santa, no Oakland, no Aqueduct, but
Santa Anita and Gulfstream will be the key. Mike Wilman will be there to talk about it tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 on Thoroughbred LA. Best of luck to everybody today. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you next Saturday.